One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
It's the Normal Show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Normal Show. I'm sick as tits because tits are sick. You know what I'm saying? And I'm wearing this hoodie. I haven't done my laundry, so this is one of the only clean hoodies I have available. This awesome wolf hoodie I got from Amazon. Anyways, of course, we've got me, your host, Tyler. We've got Harry behind the scenes as usual. And you know him, you love him. We've got Dave. Dave is here. Everyone show some love for comments in the Dave. Everyone show some love in the comments for Dave. You know, maybe type something like, "We love you, Dave. You bring so much to the episodes every week. I look forward to hearing from you every Wednesday." Anyways, what's up, guys?
Say something incredibly rude and sexual about Dave.
Both of those things. Say something very sexual yet also rude
and
about
demeaning,
Dave.
Yeah, but also sort demeaning. Of weirdly like flirting with him.
He eats that shit up. Yeah. He's a masochist. But guys, I'm here. I'm sick. I don't know if you can hear it in my nose. It's always worse because I have a deviated septum as it is. Words are hard today. I don't know what's happening. Deviated septum as it is. So I can only ever breathe out of one nostril at a time. And then when you take away my other one working breathable nostril, it sucks, dude. I have to mouth breathe. I'm going to lose my jawline or whatever. That's what they say. If you mouth breathe, you're going to have a bad face structure. So I'm trying to... I did the tape mouth thing while I sleep for a while because I was like, mouth breathing is awful. I was on a big looks maxing kick for a bit and I couldn't fucking breathe, dude. One nostril is not enough airflow into my body. I need one nostril and a little bit of mouth action, to be able to breathe. Face release compilation.
Have you seen these?
Are these like the, oh my God?
Oh wait, watch, dude. These are insane.
One more.
What the fuck?
Hold on. It comes out their nose sometimes. There it goes. Their mouth.
There it goes.
Is that just air pressure into their nostrils to push it out the other one?
They're blowing a balloon up in their nose.
Oh, a little
whippet. Like in their brain.
Whenever you're ready.
Medicinal whippets.
Take that in.
Oh, fuck.
That's it.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to buy a turkey baster and put it up my nostril, see if that works. I did something for a while called like Cynase or Flonase, not Flonase, but it was literally just putting salt water in a little like tube and you put it up your nose and you squeeze it and it's supposed to flush it out. But when you have a deviated septum, I can't break the fucking walls of my nostrils to push that water through. So it just doesn't work. I went to the ENT one time and he was like, he looked at my nose and he was like, "Whoa, dude, what is going on?" He was like, "Do you do drugs?" I was like, "What?" He was like, "Do you like snort cocaine?" I was like, "No, man. I just have bad anatomy." He's like, "Your nostrils are really bad." I was like, "Thank you. It's good that I came here. I really appreciate that." Anyways, so I'm sick. I don't know. I don't know what I have. I feel like this is like a delayed like California virus or something. Every time I go to California, my body just like rejects the state and I always end up getting sick after the fact. But it's all like nasal stuff. And then also I'm shitting my fucking brains out. I don't know what connection between your sinuses and your butthole there is, but good God, like I'm pooping up a storm and I haven't had a solid poop in days, quite frankly, to be transparent with you guys. I just, before this recording, I took one and I realized I was out of toilet paper. So I had to do the waddle of shame over to the guest bathroom and get some toilet paper. And my cat likes to sit and watch me poop. He loves doing that. Actually, here's what he does. Cats are smart creatures, I think, because he has now realized that when I'm using the bathroom, I'm going to wash my hands after I use the bathroom most of the time. And he recognizes that. So when I use the bathroom, he rushes in and waits by the sink until I turn the water on. And he likes to lap up the water. He also loves knocking over cups of water. I had to throw away all my fucking plastic cups because I can't leave one unattended without him just tipping it over and licking the water off the ground. Anyways, if I could train him to get me toilet paper, I was thinking about this while he was watching me shit. I was like, if I could be like, fetch, and he ran and got me toilet paper and brought it back, that would be sick. But I don't think that's possible. But I don't think my cat can recognize that I'm doing something not, like, let's say, you know, I masturbate like anyone else. And when I'm doing the deed, you know, yanking the dragon or whatever it's called, sometimes he'll walk in the room and I'll be like, oh, fuck, I got to stop. Even though he probably doesn't know what's going on, you know, it feels wrong. It feels horrible. So I'm like, all right, I got to take you out of here and then do my business. But, you know, I talked about this before. Oh, I've definitely talked about this on the podcast. Why does my cat like to watch me masturbate?
I've also thought about this a lot, actually.
Is it wrong to me? Yeah, see, this is like a weird topic and people are going to be uncomfortable, but this is real, dude. Everyone masturbates. A lot of people have cats. There's probably some overlap. Cats are curious creatures. I guarantee you there's an article that's like, it's perfectly healthy for your cat to watch you masturbate. This is no, lady. That feels adjacent to bestiality is what that feels like. She knows something. Well, this article says when I have sex, she often tries to get involved. She'll start pawing on my shoulder, which doesn't really bother me. Dude, that would bother the hell out of me. My sweet little beautiful cat Angel watching me lay it down. No way. No way, dude.
This other guy is not fucking with it. He is not letting his cat.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with it. Are there any exceptions to this? Are fish better than dogs? No, not really. Put the fish bowl in the bathroom. You get it done. You're like, excuse me, ma'am. I just don't want him to see this. He has a lifespan of like 6 months, but I can't subject him to this. Oh, God. Sex. Sex. We all do it. Not all of us. Some of us more than others, but I didn't even learn what sex was until fourth grade. Is that like a normal time to learn about what sex is? When I was a kid, I used to think, here's what I thought. When I was a kid, I thought that I knew it was something to do with marriage. So I was like, okay, you get married and then you're making out. And then some kind of pheromone that only comes out of your body when you're married goes into the woman and somehow she gets pregnant is what I thought for a long time. And luckily I have like a sister, so I knew there was different anatomy and stuff. Like some people grow up with only brothers and they're like, girls have dicks probably, you know, they probably have the same thing as I do, or it's just blank like a Barbie doll or something. And then I didn't get the official talk until fifth grade, which was very weird because my parents, you know, religious Southern Christian value parents. So this conversation was so odd. I don't think my sister ever even got the talk. I have a twin sister, for those of you who don't know. I don't even think she got the talk, but they told me for some reason. It was the summer before sixth grade. I'll never forget it. My dad was picking me up from Boy Scouts, as he does, and as we're driving home, we passed my neighborhood, and I was like, whoa, Dad, we just passed my neighborhood. He was like, you ever get horny, son? I was like, what? He was like, you ever get horny sometimes? I was like, I mean, I guess, you know, like sometimes. The answer was yes, absolutely. You know, I'm fifth grade going into sixth grade. I'm getting pretty horny pretty often. And he was like, you ever get horny? I was like, what, dude? Out of nowhere. And he was like, sometimes you get horny. Sometimes you get horny and you got it. You can't think with your pecker. He said everything I'm saying, he pretty much said verbatim. He was like, you can't think with your pecker. You got to think with your mind. A lot of guys think with their pecker. You can't think with your pecker. And I was like, got it. And then he, and I don't even know if this can go in because I feel like my dad watches the podcast sometimes. Or God forbid my mom hear what he said. He told me, and my dad has never said anything like this ever in my entire life. He told me, he said that. He said to his 11-year-old son, who I've never heard my dad say anything sexual in my entire life. And it almost felt like he was griping about his wife, my mom. He's like, and he's going on this rant. And I'm like, are you okay, dude? What's happening right now? And I don't even, I barely even know. I was like, what? And that was it. And he took me home and then he brought my mom in and he was like, I gave him the talk. It's been done. And she was like, all right, come with me. So then I got the mom version of the talk, which was her busting out this book. And it was like, I don't know the title of it, but it was something along the lines of like, you know, God and sex or like health. It was like a sexual wellness book through the lens of like Christianity. Like it would be like a diagram of a vulva. And then it would be like cherubs, like babies with wings in the corner or something, like a diagram of, you know, dick and balls. And it would be, you know, a cross next to it. And it'd be like, you have to get married to do these things, but know that sperm goes to the egg and all that. And I was like, fantastic. That's my mom told me the science of it. My dad told me the, I don't know, the guy version of it. And, yeah, she told me about the sperm and the egg and all that stuff and periods or whatever. I was like, I don't fucking understand the period thing, but whatever.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And that was that. And a funny thing about this story is my parents refused to call it penis and vagina. They didn't call it penis and vagina. I haven't told this to you, Harry. I've only told this on stream. They didn't call it penis and vagina. They called a penis a tuner and a vagina a go-go. That is what they called it. And my whole life, from as long as I can remember, it was referred to as tuner and go-go. And that is just made up. They just made it up. They didn't get it from a book or anything. It's not anything anatomy-based. Tuner, go-go. That's it. See, you're Googling it. There's nothing. And you also have misspelled tuner. Tuner is T-U-N-E-R. Tuner and go-go. And I thought this... Rob Tuner. Dude, what's crazy about this is I thought this for so long, well into middle school. Like I knew the terminology of like dick and penis and vagina and like pussy or whatever. But I always thought another way to say it would be like tuner and go-go. So I'd be in like a music class and they'd be talking about, like, you got to use the tuner on the guitar. And I'd look at my boys and I'd be like, You gotta use, it's the dick, it's the funny dick word, you know?
Which is dick and which is vagina?
Tuner is dick.
Go-go is...
Go-go is the vagina, which is crazy. As I remember, my sister has a story about how she was her friend was being a go-go girl for Halloween. And my sister thought that was the funniest thing in the world. She was like, you're being a go-go girl? You're being a vagina girl? Like, she was thinking this girl's going to show up in that big, like, vulva costume that they have. And, yeah, I literally found out probably, I don't know, when I was, like, 15, that those weren't real words. And recently, I went home and I told my parents, I was like, why did you guys do that? Like, I thought that was real for so long. And my dad was like, I told you we shouldn't have used that. So my mom had this idea to use these words. And my dad was like, I told you it was a bad idea. People are probably making fun of them. So yeah, I thought that for like an embarrassingly long amount of time, and doesn't exist. My mom and my mom's side of the family love to make up words. They just make up words all the time. And I get that was her idea and she did it. And then my cousins, also on my mom's side of the family, this is strictly my mom's side of the family thing. They had a different variation of, they said tuned-a. And I was like, shut up, bitch. That's not a real word.
What the
It's
hell?
Tuner, idiot. It's clearly tuner. Where did you pick up on that fantasy word? And then they had another version for go-go. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was like gagina. It wasn't vagina, but it was, I don't know. With my kids, I'm going to use the anatomy word. You know, I feel like there's no harm in that. Yeah, it was awesome. So that was my sexual education. And I had to claw myself out of all this misinformation as I got older. But, speaking of, you know, sex and relationship, we didn't even mention relationships, but sex and relationships are going tandem with each other sometimes, most of the time. I want to bring this up. A lot of you guys, when we do our advice segments, most of the advice is some kind of relationship-related problem. You know, like, I like this guy, doesn't like me back, or I got to break up with my boyfriend because whatever. Or like, you know, I had sex with my boyfriend's brother. Things like that. And today, what we're going to do is we're going to get some relationship advice from people that know way more than me. It's the show.
This is a VH1 show that they ran in the early 2000s called The Pickup Artist. Which
is this guy the pickup artist?
No. This guy is one of the... They brought, I think, 8 virgins into a house together and did a pickup artist style thing. So here, why don't we start?
It's
here?
Like the opposite of Love Island.
It's sort of like
we put 10 absolute virgin losers on an island.
Dude, I mean, that's basically what just watch this.
8 ordinary men. Each has conquered some of the most difficult challenges of manhood. Puberty, driving, shaving.
What? The guy that's gonna teach them how to get laid is arguably just as big of a loser, just in a different way. To be like, is that the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Of course it is.
Yeah, you have no idea. Okay, so this guy Mystery was a real guy. Like that he was a real pickup artist that had some degree of fame for pickup. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's like the early 2000s Andrew Tate.
There was this book I think called The Game that was written about this guy, who the guy who wrote it was this guy named Neil Strauss, who then wrote it originally trying to just cover Mystery,
and then ended up having sex with him.
Not exactly. He ended up like becoming a pickup artist in his own right. He was like, these guys are so fucking genius.
These guys are so sick and cool.
Yeah,
I feel like if you approach women as like, I've got the strategies that I've developed over the course of time to get these women to sleep with me, I feel like that's that's counterintuitive, but I guess it works for this guy. I don't know. Dude, it's so crazy because these losers have tricked these other losers in their own right that they're awesome and gods. They're like, sit down and watch the show. Sit down and watch these ladies that we paid to be in awe of us. Oh my God. Like, they're just the most like ridiculous looking dudes that are, that the tactics to me are so odd. And the guys are sitting there like, oh my God, he's a fucking genius. Look at him go.
Yeah, dude, this guy. Mystery.
Mystery. Holy shit.
Eric Von Markovich.
Eric Von Markovich. Amazing.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of...
That's so crazy to me. Because I feel like you take these guys in real life. Let's put them in a real life scenario. They're like, why don't you pick a number 1 through 15 and then buy me a drink? Girls are going to be like, what? Excuse me? Hey, you look beautiful. I hate you. Suck my dick. What?
Oh, you come home with me? This is the he's got like a, first of all, this is kind of a beautifully designed website, but that's
right. What is the, is this his website?
Yeah, this is askmystery.com.
Amazing. But what this, the hell is this his strategy?
Yeah, this is like the mid game and the end game.
Why don't we just like, I don't know, talk, where are you from?
Oh, you can get a free brochure. Let's see what he's up to. Awesome. All right.
We bring it back, Tyler Penis. The return of Tyler Penis. Yeah, I feel like you don't need to write a play-by-play like storyboard. Just be like, listen and ask questions, like actively listen and make conversation via listening to what they're saying. Holy shit.
Bexter. Why do all these people have like the names that you would name a like rambunctious dog?
Yeah, I don't understand. The names, I guess, is to add to their aura. It's like Jackson with an X.
Mystery is a regarded as the first and still the only pickup artist to develop a comprehensive
evidence-based system for attracting beautiful women. He wrote the Mystery Method, How to Get Beautiful Women into Bed in 2007. And this method, rooted in evolutionary psychology, remains relevant and effective almost two decades later. Whoa, I think there's something to be said about like social psychology, and like there's some things to back this up, but like you can't have this fucking guy be like, I've studied the play-by-play and here's what you gotta say to ladies to get them to fuck you. You know, like I enjoy social psychology. I like, you know, like the whole 48 Laws of Power, and like Malcolm Gladwell has a bunch of books regarding social psychology, but I'm not reading it to be like, how do I fuck women?
Yeah.
How do I use this information to fuck a lady?
Yeah.
What does that quote say? We should be the smiling pickup artist. Smiling is simply attractive. What? Revolutionary. $100 a month. You got to smile at the ladies. I mean, I guess this would work if you're selling this to an alien that doesn't understand human interaction. Oh my God, does he have in-person boot camps? Scottsdale, Arizona?
Dude, these three places are so awesome.
Scottsdale, Medellin, which I don't know where that is, and Tokyo for some reason. One of these is not like the others.
Well, this is Medellin in Colombia.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Which is hilarious.
Just some place in the USA.
Yeah.
We get the full event schedule. Guys, we're doing a meet and greet at Mysteries Boot Camp. Can we see? Oh,
is it
my $12,000? You could pay a prostitute for less.
I mean, far less, yeah.
Way less. Well, I don't know. I don't know the rates. Seems like you know the rates. God damn, dude.
I guess
multiple women game, fetish club game. Who is going to this? If you have $12,000, like just disposable income, you do not have to worry about taking this course to get laid. I don't think. Surely. I mean, that alone should have give you some leverage. Good God.
Are women not replying to your texts or calling you back? Have you gotten friends? Are you struggling getting her out on a date? This is Mystery, the world's most famous pickle.
I'm not taking advice from a magician with a top hat. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, dude.
Let's see what the man has to say.
Yeah.
And now, Mystery is back.
Let the game begin.
Looks like a steam.
Okay, wait. That is fully just a clip from the TV show.
Yeah, I just put that in here.
This is Baxter, the most notorious pickup artist on the face of the
planet. I thought that was Mystery, bro. What the hell?
Baxter and... Oh, my God.
To that point.
Go back over missions to perfect them. Okay. Missions. Moving the set. Capture, recapture. No second rule. Kino open. Verbal escalation. The neg opener. The spin move. Ladies. What do you think about that?
Just hitting a woman with a prime Reggie Bush spin move.
What? Gotcha.
You're running away from her. You're like, can I have your phone number?
Yeah, kid, you're coming home with me? This is like just jargon to make idiots be like, whoa.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, let's see what they have to say still. Opening up conversations to strangers. If you want to just say what's up. Hey, I saw you and I thought you were attractive. Let's talk. That's crazy. Don't say that. But, you know, just, hey, I saw you from over there and I thought you were hot. So let's speak. No, don't do that. But just start a conversation, dear God in heaven. Just be near them. And then something happens and you're like, whoa, that happened. Isn't that crazy? Anyways, what's your name? I don't know. Just, you don't have to do the spin move or whatever the hell.
You can't be giving away all the secrets, dude. We got to put up our own paywall.
Dude, I guarantee, right, guys, for $500 a month, which is a stout discount from this guy, I'll give you all my tips and tricks.
Dude, this is like, there's a lot of people who watch this.
This is the I'm in my garage guy.
What?
Ty Lopez.
I don't know what that is.
He was a huge meme back in the day.
Oh, interesting.
The downsides of becoming a king. What are we fucking talking about?
All right. Well, I got another guy for us.
Yeah, let's check out another guy.
This guy's also awesome. This guy is more of... A more modern interpretation. This guy helps you message people on Bumble.
I will say off rip, I already trust him. Already trust him more than Mystery.
Yeah, just based on what he looks like.
Do you have a map?
He's probably going to erode your trust pretty quickly.
Okay.
Once I start showing you some videos, but that's okay.
So this is a pickup artist with a course, surely, right?
Oh, yeah, which we're going to sign up for shortly.
Awesome.
Tinder is not broken. You're just using it wrong. Let's be honest. Most of us just take the 5 to 6 least crappy photos in our camera roll, throw them up on a dating app, and hope to get some matches. Meanwhile, the average woman takes 100 virtually identical selfies and doesn't even like one of them enough to post up on.
Where is that science coming from?
Insanely picky about their own photos. And they're looking at your profile with that same...
Whatever. I need him talking about class.
Yeah, I need to see some game here. According to a Harvard study, 100 women can take 100 pictures and not like any of them.
Colombian smoke show on Bumble. She said, hey, how are you? I said, good. You? Muy bien. I'm just chilling at home. Do you live here or are you in Colombia on vacation? I said, I live here, babe. Do you like Shrek? Yeah, I love Shrek. Why do you ask? I said, it's the best movie.
You're cute. What are you looking for on here? She says, thanks. I'm looking to meet someone long term. How about you? Same. Just looking to meet people. And if we vibe, that's awesome. She says, super. I was like, let's go on a date already. She says, yes. Please tell me you live here. I said, obviously. And she said, whereabouts? Just left her on red. And then she double texted me and said, you look really good in your photos. I said, you too. What are you going to do today? I didn't want to get lost in the job interview.
Side note, I fucking hate his voice.
Yeah.
So then I asked her if she liked Shrek. It seems like he's got a lot of Shrek lines.
Now, I was going to say, the other thing that's interesting about him is his Shrek is really important.
Effortlessly clap cheeks on Bumble.
Amazing.
She absolutely rocked and said, want to come watch Shrek? She says, ha ha ha, sure. With a little saluting emoji. I said, good girl. She says, are you sure we're going to watch it? I said, I usually don't kiss until we make it to Shrek 2. So don't get any naughty ideas. Now, she should test me a little bit. She says, I'm not a huge fan of DreamWorks. Can we change the movie or does it have to be Shrek? I said, if you beat me at rock, paper, scissors, I will let you pick the movie. She says, okay, and if I lose, can I still pick? I was like, yeah, we'll see. Come tonight. She says, where are you staying? Send her my address.
So then I put my address on the internet. What's funny is, like, you could so doctor these and be like, I knew she was going to say this. Or, like, you could fake messages. How about this? God damn, so many Shrek ones. Wait, what is the note?
Tell if you're innocent.
Well, wait, let's watch this one.
Innocent or an absolute baddie. I'm pause so it. Innocent.
I can't fucking stand his voice. I can't stand it. I can't tell if you're innocent or an absolute baddie.
Dude,
hold on, scroll down. I want to see the hookup thing.
When's the last time you clapped some cheeks? Don't lie to me. Don't give me that BS like you're clapping cheeks right now. We both know what you're doing. You're scrolling through the feed, looking for boobs.
Yeah, I'm seeing this video.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me and tell me you're clapping cheeks.
In this girl's Bumble profile, she said she's definitely not looking for a one-night stand. But never believe what women say. Just look at that. Tell me we can watch Shrek.
Pause it for a second. Number one on the strategy list, never believe a woman. Women lie about everything all the time. Stupid women. Okay, keep playing it.
These expressions in my language are just unbeatable. I was like, yeah, burrow is way better than donkey. Entonces, por supuesto. She says, perfect. How long will you be in town for? I'm here until May. What about you? She says, I live here, but around May, I'm also leaving for 2 months to Europe. I sent her a voice memo and said, hey, I'm trying to go to Europe too, so maybe we'll meet up there, but ideally...
The other funny thing is, look at this comment right here. I'm Colombian and 50% of those interactions could end up horribly for you.
This works because you're a foreigner. Oh my God. It's a catfish the whole time. He's raising up these catfishes who want to meet him and kill him.
Yeah. Drug dealers.
Steal his money. I want to check. Let's check out his course. What does he got?
Yeah, I was. Well, he's got the 30-point Netflix and chill checklist.
One thing I
got
to do is set you up with a 30-point Netflix and chill checklist. It goes over how to prepare your house to have girls over. It's okay to.
So that's something we can check out. I've got it pulled up right here.
Okay, awesome. Oh, it's free. Yes. $12,000 difference from the last guy.
We got Tyler Penis. Wants to learn more about. Yeah. How to meet Whitman. Or moleshowpod@gmail.com. Cool.
Okay, perfect. Captcha. Awesome. Yes. All right. So what's the biggest challenge right now? Let's see. I'm not getting enough matches. I'm getting stuck over text. I need help with everything. We need help with everything. Let's see. Let's see how we can score.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Wanna know how I set up 7 dates in 1 day without even leaving
yes,
my room?
Yes, and please.
Look, I might be an above average looking white guy, but I've helped thousands of men around the world get better results on dating apps than I do. But this didn't happen overnight. A little over 7 years
he
ago.
He didn't need to say that either.
Breakup. The girl I thought I'd spend the rest of my life with. After a 4-year relationship, she dumped me over text. It hit me like a truck.
It's hitting a little too close to home, brother. Hitting a little too close to home right now. All right.
Well, let's check out the online dating checklist.
Do I have to sign up? $400. Sign up for free, guys. Sign up for free. Yeah, that's cool. Sign up for free. $400. It would be funny to get on the inside, but I'm not going to give this guy any of my money. What about, yeah, triple your matches. Instant access for $49. Why in the world would you advertise as sign up for free? And then be like, well, that was just the free sign up. To actually get any content, you're going to have to pay me a bunch of money. In just a few hours, we'll send the ultimate pickup line. In just a few hours, we'll send the ultimate pickup line guide to the email you provided. Hold on, let's break this down. Okay, guys. So is this the matchbook or the other one? Okay, so this is the online dating cheat code. So he has given us an itemized receipt as to why this is so much goddamn money. 90 value pack tutorials. Sure, what's $1,200? Why not? Exclusive online coaching, $787. One-on-one profile review, $400. I could call my buddy and be like, hey, man, what do you think of this profile? Or call a girl that I know and be like, hey, what's up with this? I'm not on the apps, though. In-depth fitness and nutrition plan, 15 full match to date walkthroughs, dating profile and texting guides, 30-point Netflix and chill checklist, $63.
It's only $63? The Netflix and chill checklist?
Yeah, maybe we could buy that. So the total value is $2,700. So luckily, he's offering it to us for $400. Wow. Blessed. Fucking scam artist. Who is paying for this?
I don't know.
Does he talk about the Netflix thing on a reel?
Oh, the Netflix and chill checklist?
Yeah.
One thing I got to do is set you up with a 30-point Netflix and chill checklist. It goes over how to prepare your house to have girls over. It's okay to have a little bit of a mess.
No, we clean every time that we're going to bring up a girl, but it's been a while. As
you Duh.
Yeah, you haven't clapped cheeks in quite a bit, eh?
It's funny because every time a chick, she always cleans up.
Bruh.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, every time like you place a mess, I'm going to clean up.
Sure. Oh, it's a strategy.
One thing I got to do is...
Oh, that's it. Okay, so we already know one of the 30 steps, which is clean your house. Make sure you don't have, 300 empty water bottles laying around before you invite a gal over. Yeah, that's genius, dude, actually. Let's watch that one video that we paused. Since we can't get any of the actual content, I want to see at least what he's advertising.
Okay, let's go back to... okay, right here.
How is this free? Oh, is this video the free one? All right, let's see. Oh, the link to the training video. Yes. Oh, full name, Tyler Penis.
Tyler.
And they'll email the training immediately. Yes. Penis. Awesome. Awesome.
Warning, do not close this window or your free training will end.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I thought it was in the email. Oh, there he is. Oh, here's the pickup line guide. So the pickup line guide came through. And we get that video, right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look. 25 dating app pickup lines that actually work. I guarantee you number one is going to be like Shrek. I can't tell if you're innocent or an absolute baddie. I'd sooner die. I'd sooner die than send that to anyone. Who is replying to that? Don't tell anyone, but my mom's son thinks you're super cute. I'm no weatherman, but you can expect a few inches tonight. Huh. I've seen that. Everywhere. Also, a few inches. I guess that's the funny bit. Ruin my life, respectfully. Jesus fucking Christ. I want to meet your dog. I might have to call the cops. It should be. You give me kinky librarian vibes. Parentheses. Use this on girls with glasses.
Dude, these people are operating at an incredible level.
This is I mean, maybe it's just such a level of Riz that I couldn't possibly understand it, and that's why it's so foreign to me. Who the fuck is going to be like, oh, yeah, kinky librarian vibes? I'd crush you at Mario Kart. Follow up with, there's no way you can handle my banana game. Make sure, I love the parentheses. Make sure to follow up with this. They love the banana innuendo. You trying to save a horse? Use this on horse girls. Thank you. And they've bolded the good ones, I guess. I guess I can stop using Google now. Her. Why? Now that you're here, the search is over. Wow. That also hinges on her being like, why? She might just be like, okay. You're like, fuck.
Here's which Shrek movie is your favorite.
Yeah, classic. Are you a chicken farmer? Because you're raising this cock.
Is that one of them?
That's number 21.
Oh.
Aggressive play. Yeah, aggressive play. Bet I have more tattoos than you. Who hurt you? Use this on girls that clearly have daddy issues.
Oh.
Marry one, fuck one, kill one. Name three local bars, coffee spots, etc. And then set up a date there. Awesome. Advanced pickup lines. All right. We're done with the kitty, the kindergarten shit. All right. Damn, you didn't strike me as the type of girl who's into golf. What? OP openers are the types of first messages that are battle tested and get response. We've run all the tests. We've done all the math. We ran the numbers. Statistically, you're going to get a reply if you say, damn, you didn't strike me as the type of girl who's into golf. So I guess the play here is like, use something in their profile to talk about, which for me, that seems like, duh, right? Doesn't that seem like, this seems like a way to have conversation instead of paying $400 for whatever. I guess this is the free version. Maybe there's, okay, overpowered opener templates. Playfully challenge her to make her reply back with confidence.
To make her reply back with confidence.
So I guess it's like teasing. You're like, hey, to break it to you, blank, but I would probably beat you at blank.
Right.
I just hope you are blank. My mom told me not to talk to girls who are blank. Yeesh.
There's something very kind of like Oedipal about all of this. Like he's like, all of his things are about his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, there seems to be an underlying theme here. Playfully poke fun at her, but don't be insulting. Yeah, I just feel like everything, like, duh.
I was going to say, imagine somebody like reading reading relating to her and being like, oh.
Being like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to wait. I've been doing it all wrong. I'm supposed to relate to her so that we can be in a relationship.
I was just,
this whole time I thought we should just be strangers and have no similar interests. Establish a frame where she has to prove herself to you. Yikes. Are you a fake fan or are you actually into blank? I'm kind of impressed you're blank. Green flag. The fact that you blank is kind of a red flag, not going to lie.
He does write in his own voice. This is how he sounds.
Oh my God. The overpowered opener's framework. Oops. Observation, overpowered opener, pair, send. Or as I like to call it, just being a normal person and sending a message. What? You don't have to be like Tony Stark in the Iron Man suit. Like, let's get coffee. Send message. I'm a genius. This is a,
I'd like to get to know you more.
Message.
I think you seem really great.
You seem really cool. I bet you're not as good as at golf as you say you are. Send message. $500. XYZ, yeah. Hopefully we can change that. This is just like conversation. This is, I could fucking write one of these.
Definitely.
Number four was a dumb step. Send, and then you send the message.
Yeah.
We had to fill out this whole page, so. What about, okay, did he send us that video?
Let's check.
Oh my God. What is this guy's name?
Wingman Plus.
Wingman Plus. Don't buy any services from this guy. Yeah. How many followers does he have on Instagram? Is he a successful, like, I just wonder, And how do you even get into this line of work?
All right, hold on. 92,000.
Wow, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah. Wait, we did get, here it is. Okay.
All right, here we go. Yes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yes, I did. Oh, I want to talk to women. He's going to say some shit like, make sure not to talk about your ex-girlfriend. This sounds like my old sales meetings back when I worked in sales.
Dude, the editing is amazing.
Yeah. That, I mean, he has, that's why his services are so expensive.
Like the first chapter of a book or the opening scene of a movie. They set the stage for what comes next. Sometimes guys get nervous or make mistakes on the first date, and it can be super frustrating, especially considering the journey to even reach the first date, right? You have to craft an engaging online dating profile, spark some interest, maybe even approach a girl. Finally,
maybe approach a girl.
So fumbling this late in the game obviously sucks, but it's
this late to get your first date. You did all the work. You approached a girl. You sent a couple messages.
The hang of it. We're going to cover how to make your first date fun and enjoyable so that the women you're meeting will want to hang out with you again and again.
Yep, we've said that a bunch. Let's fucking...
The key lies in understanding the nuances of first dates. From the conversation and body language, the choice of venue and activities. By honing your first date skills and strategies, you can turn these initial encounters into exciting opportunities for connection, regardless of your experience level or dating.
Pause it. He's saying the same thing I want to seven skip ahead. Times. Keep going. Power through. How long is this video? It's got to be like 5 minutes.
I have no
idea. You need to understand what not to do. I've coached
thousands
of men.
If I remember correctly, he said, first, we need to understand the importance of a first date. But then also, firstly, a precursor to that first thing, we have to know what not to do.
He needs an editor.
Same mistakes over and over. I've been on hundreds of first dates. Most of the mistakes I'm about to show you are mistakes I've made.
It's coming, guys, I promise.
It took me years of fumbling.
Yep, it's coming. It's on its way.
But if you watch until the end,
yep.
Years of
failure. Okay.
Exactly how to win.
We established this.
The best part is, since so many guys are making these mistakes, if you can avoid them, women are going to become addicted to your energy. Because you're
right, so let's figure out how that happens.
So let's get into it, King. Common mistake number one is leading with your wallet. Now, a lot of guys think spending a lot of money on a date makes it better. It's like believing a bigger birthday present is always the best one, but that's not how it works. One of the biggest traps you could fall into is thinking that a way to a woman's heart is through your wallet. It's a common misconception that an expensive,
is it?
Lavish date equals a successful date. But here's the truth. Genuine interest and connection can't be bought. When you use your money to impress women, it's like putting a fancy cover on a book. But the story inside,
that's like principles they teach you
about how much
in elementary school or like Sunday school. They're like, you, money is not the way to it. It's genuine connection. Whatever. Just continue.
But about the fun and connection you share with
right.
As a man, you should always pay for the date. Women respect.
I agree with
the
that.
The place you choose shouldn't make your wallet cry. The problem
also
with
agree.
Your wallet is that it sets a superficial foundation for the relationship.
Correct.
Right? You may get more dates, sure, but the quality of these connections usually suffers. Women appreciate generosity, but they're also looking for compatibility, chemistry, and genuine interest. Factors that no amount of money can guarantee. Now,
women are such complicated creatures. Yeah, they want someone that cares about them and is genuine. And they don't care how much money you have? What world are we living in? I know it's crazy, guys, but hear me out. All right, keep going.
Fun, to be honest. If a date costs you a fortune, it creates unnecessary pressure, and you're going to feel even more
pissed off. We already fucking said that.
So instead, try simple but cool ideas like a coffee date, a walk in the park, or visiting a local event.
Oh, yeah, just the most basic date ideas of all time.
Together, and they're more casual. And here's a secret. If you make the date about enjoying each other's company rather than how much cash you dropped, it's more likely they'll want to see you again. It shows your
interest. You already fucking said that.
If you're leading with your wallet, it's actually a sign of low confidence. It signals to women that you need to rely.
Is there skipping? Can you?
No.
Oh my God, he's a genius.
I can't. I don't think I have the ability to.
Fuck.
Let's see if there's
It's saying the same shit. Oh, if you lead with your wallet, it's going to be a problem. Make sure to not spend a lot of money on the date because then you're less likely to get another date. Women want a genuine connection.
All right, we bumped it to 2x speed.
Okay, perfect.
Flexing your money to get girls. Sure, they'll take a free dinner every day of the week, but don't expect them to take you seriously. You need to learn how to build a proper connection on the date, which brings me to common mistake number two, not escalating physically. Another thing some guys miss is the physical part. Physical escalation on a first date is a dance of subtlety and respect. It's about reading the room, understanding her comfort levels, and proceeding with gentle confidence. Many guys shy away from physical contact, worrying that they might... Dude. Cross the line. While it's crucially respectful and consensual, completely avoiding physical touch can put a damper on the chemistry. It can be as simple as a hug when you meet or a touch on the arm during a laugh. It's not about being pushy or making anyone uncomfortable. It's like when you're playing a game, you give a high five for a good move, right? It's all about being in the moment and reading her reactions. If she leans in, smiles, and seems comfortable, it's a really good sign. Now, if the date's going well and you both feel a connection, a kiss might...
If she's leaning in
and smiling, it's a good sign. Yeah, it's a fucking horrible idea on a first date. I just feel like he's saying shit that everyone knows. Who... That is a normal person is like, let's get all handsy, you know? And there are some dates that you have and like, maybe if you're open sexually and it's like understood you're going to have sex, then, you know, as the night progresses. But if you go immediately into makeout mode, obviously that's, people are turned off by that.
Yeah. There's not a lot in here that isn't,
Common knowledge.
It sounds like he's explaining it to somebody who is an alien.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I said earlier. He's explaining the concept of a date to an alien.
Right.
Like, duh. Duh, you don't... Listen, I know you're going to want to, but you can't squeeze her boobs on the first date. As much as you want to reach across the table and give her a little squeeze, as much as you want to hug her for a little bit too long...
Don't do it.
You have to resist the urge. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, you know, just watch her smile and touch her arm, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You're going to want to stick your finger in her ear. Okay?
You're going to, listen, I know you want to wet willy. I know you want to wet willy this lady.
Do not wet willy her.
Do not spit in her food. Mistake number three is a lot of guys are spitting in their partner's food. You don't want to do that.
You're going to see her. You're going to want to, when she goes to the bathroom, unscrew the salt thing so all the salt falls over her plate. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Prank her.
You're going to think, listen, I know what you're thinking. It's hilarious. I agree. It's very funny. But you got to resist the urge to salt prank this gal. I know you're going to want to rip the end off of your straw and blow the paper cover into her face on the date, but you got to resist the urge.
Do not give the waitress at Applebee's a raspberry. She will hate that.
Do resist all urges to sniff her seat when she goes to use the bathroom. As much as you want to and as normal as that is as a man, you must resist the urge because if she catches you, statistically, according to science, likely to not have a second date. Most women don't like, as it turns out, when I know this will be a surprise to hear, most women don't like creepy chair sniffing weirdos. I know that's a crazy sentiment. Thank you for your $300.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we should make
You're going to want to not hit her. Let's see. That was a good riff. That was a nice riff.
All right, let's see where it goes.
might be the right move here. But it should feel natural. Not like you're jumping into deep water without knowing how to swim, okay? So always remember,
I mean, I can't wait.
Or pull back when you physically escalate, that's your cue to step back too. Respect and comfort are key. As to a kiss,
I hate to keep pausing it, but if they feel uncomfortable when you're touching them, I know you're going to want to keep touching them. But you have to resist the urge to harass this lady.
It's
oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Keep it going. I just want to get to mistake number three.
Escalation. If the vibe is right and you've both been enjoying each other's company, don't be afraid to lean in for a kiss. You don't need to wait until the end of the date to go for it. You just need to feel the vibe and go with the flow, man. Common mistake number three, and this one is so bad. It's treating the date like a job interview. A date is not an interview, and you're not there to sell yourself. Many guys fall into the trap of overperforming, trying to showcase their best selves in an inauthentic way. But this approach often backfires. Just like in a job interview, people can sense when you're not being genuine, right? When you're trying too hard. So stop trying to sell yourself. It's not about trying to prove that you're the best choice. Think of it more like hang out and getting to know someone cool. Instead of trying to impress her with your life story or achievements.
Think of it as just hanging out and getting to know someone. Yeah, that's what a fucking date is. Oh, my Lord. Well, imagine I watch this and I'm converted and I'm like, this podcast goes off the rails. I'm now like a pickup artist guy. This guy's got something going on.
Well, the thing, the problem, I mean, one of the real sinister things about all this stuff is it starts with this like bullshit platitudes, but then it's like, in episode two, we're going to learn how to hack women's brains with science.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
yeah, it starts like, this is episode one, like very normal. And then as you descend, it's probably like, these stupid fucking ladies aren't going to understand the strategies we've implemented to get them to sleep with us. Listen. They're dumb creatures and they have no idea. They couldn't possibly operate on the intellectual level that we are at. And we're essentially, this is like you're paying to, let's manipulate these women, because this is the most disingenuous thing ever, where it's like, you know, you're talking about being genuine on a date. Whereas I would think that's just like literally just going to a date and being yourself and being genuine. And if you, prior to the date, you have like a playbook laid out and you're like, all right, if she says this, I'm going to say this. And then like, this is like Joe Goldberg levels of manipulation. You're like, all right, so I know that she likes this, but I'm going to say this and then we're going to do that. And then I'm going to make sure not to say this because of this thing and this thing. And then I'm going to hit the spin technique and then we're going to do all this stuff. And then blah, 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 blah. That's the most disingenuous like part. And you're sitting here like, you got to be genuine. Are we good on this? Can we move on?
Yes.
God. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I can't believe, I feel like this is like a world that I can't even like begin to understand. And they just absolute losers catering to other losers, like incels that are not attractive and don't have a camera. They're the same person essentially, but this guy is semi-attractive and has a camera. So he gets to be like, listen, guys, here's what you do, because he has incel tendencies, and that's why he has to tell himself, like, you got to get to know him, I guess. You got to listen to what they say. That's fucking stupid. Anyways, I can't believe we only saw two of these guys. It feels like a ran through a million. Like, but guys, yeah, if you want to have this like secret intel, either. Pay $700 to $12,000, somewhere in that range. Or just be a normal person. Women or not, or men or what have you. When you're dating, no one is such a complex creature that you have to develop strategy and pick their brain. Certainly, there's things in place like, you know, there's good rules of thumbs to have, but you don't have to develop an entire 17-step plan to go on a date with a person. Just be yourself and don't be rude and be normal. And that is it. And that's in the normal show, guys. Oh, I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I do believe it is time for the advice segment. And I can't wait to, you know, inevitably get some relationship problems and then take the knowledge that I now have learned and give it to you, the viewer.
It's the show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right. Dear fella, I'm a senior in high school and I just started liking this guy, and I think he likes me because he complimented my truck, and I keep finding him looking at me during class, but I don't know what to do about it. I'm so socially awkward and I've never had a guy be interested in me, and I'm 17. I've never had a boyfriend, and I'm desperate for help. What do I do?
Let me think about it in a way that that pickup artist would say. So first of all, this guy is looking for a genuine connection, okay? You're going to want to talk to him, and you're going to want to approach him. You're going to want to approach him, and you're going to want to be genuine and be yourself, and you're going to want to take that compliment, and you're going to want to use a piece of that compliment in your approach, okay? So I've detailed, guys, we started a Patreon and I've detailed the steps for this problem. It's behind a paywall, unfortunately. The Patreon is $1,200 a month. Record price for a Patreon. No, in seriousness, I don't know. That's a tough one. It's always a tough one to answer. Like, how do I get over being like awkward and stuff? But it sounds like you guys already have some sort of connection, some sort of rapport in order for him to compliment your truck. I just fucking do it. Balls to the wall. Go up to this guy. Talk to him. Ask him out. I don't know. At first, you need to develop some sort of friendship with this guy. Then maybe, you know, invite him to some event or invite him to something. Like a group thing would be cool to get to know him. Or maybe you do ask him on a date or something like that. Or be like, oh, you like my truck? Let's ride around a little bit. Come on. Not often you see a gal in a truck. That's cool.
Can I give a bit of advice here?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that she should crash into him with her truck.
That's good too. You should run him over with your truck. You should run him over with your truck and be like, oh, I didn't even see you. Oh my God. And then he's like on the ground there and you're like, you give him a kiss and he opens his eyes. He's like, what?
If he seems like he's into it, yeah, you can leave.
And if he seems like he's into it, lying on the ground, seemingly lifeless. If he seems like he's in, like, to a kiss, he's leaning in and stuff, maybe drop one right on his lips. He opens his eyes. He's like, whoa. You're like, someone hits you with their truck. I'm here to save you. Take him to the hospital. I mean, that would be a damn good. He might hate you, but it also might start some rapport, you know. Or maybe you get him in his truck, you guys get in a car accident, and then you guys have that shared trauma together.
There's actually a movie that's basically about that. Called Crash, 1996.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah. it's a really weird movie.
Wow. I'll check it out.
All right. There ends
so maybe
up
watch
there.
Crash. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Crash. All right. Me and my girl got into a huge fight because I used her money to buy magic Mother Nature products, which I
hilarious.
Suspect means weed. Is that...
Oh, I was thinking like a herbal medicine type of thing. Could be weed. Probably weed.
Whatever it is. Well, let me look up Magic Mother Nature. Magic Mother Nature. Okay, it's not. It doesn't look like Mother like
cool
Nature.
Cool Cat
Nature.
7.
All right, whatever.
Crazy names for weed.
Yeah, yeah. Even though I was going to pay her back, how do I fix this without getting upset because I know I'm wrong and get defensive?
Yeah, that is crazy to spend her money without telling her and being like, I was going to pay you back. Let's have this be a learning experience. And next time you say, hey, can I use your money? Also, if you had money, why did you use her money? Like, if you were gonna, or were you low on money and you're like, I'll spy you next month once I get a payment in. Yeah, I first of all, moving forward, tell her if you're going to spend her money. And better yet, ask her if you can spend her money. Like, hey, can I, you know, I'm a little short right now. That's your girlfriend. She'll probably be like, yeah, sure, fine. Give her some time to not be fucking pissed at you and be like, you need to admit wrong. Be like, yo, that was wrong. Whatever. I won't do it again. I should ask you. I wasn't thinking. I pay her right now, too, if you have it. It sounds like you haven't paid her yet. Sounds like you haven't paid her yet. Pay her right now. Don't apologize until you pay her. And accrue interest. Be like, here's 20% extra. Or you guys break up. And you just hop from girlfriend to girlfriend and make one purchase and then move on like a serial scammer.
Okay, can I give some advice?
Yeah.
What if you run her over with your truck? What?
That's the answer to everyone's advice today. What if you ran her over with your truck and then you paid for the hospital bill and that shows her how much you care?
Do you care about her?
You use her card to pay for her hospital bill.
That's a fight for another time.
She's like, what the fuck is this? I was mad about Mother Nature products. There's a $17,000 charge in my car. You're like, right. I used, you know, it was on your body. I used it at the hospital. Ah, what are you going to do? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, it's on me. Sorry. Anyways, well, there you go. I don't know. Apologize. Run her over with your truck. Whatever you want to do. Really. Harry, is that the advice for today?
That's all of them, yeah.
Short all right.
One this week.
Short one this week. But, you know, I feel like we got enough advice during the main segment from two geniuses. Two absolute geniuses of pickup artists. I wouldn't be surprised if they were virgins, but maybe not. I don't know. Seems to work well for them. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Normal Show. And I want to say, fucking run these numbers up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything. Don't just, if you're here on YouTube right now, go listen to the podcast. Listen, start from the beginning. Start with episode one and just let it run through. Let it run through while you're doing the dishes or cleaning whatever. Open your laptop. Let it run. Go do something. Go outside. Do whatever. Let's get those numbers up, people. All right. That's my ask. That's my call out. Do that. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your grandma. Let them know. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Normal Show is available on all platforms where you get your podcasts and all that jazz, all that jizz. We will be back next Wednesday. Build a genuine connection with a woman. All right. Goodbye. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.